announcement about the Christmas with Torah or not?
Two different things.
Okay. We want to go through a little bit the Inyan. It's not an easy Inyan of Bittul Shlichus, and try to understand the Rambam Shita and some of the problems. Okay, so first of all, let's take a look at, there are three/four Inyanim where a Musig of Bittul Shlichus is brought in Halacha, brought in Rambam. And let's take a look at the Shinui between each one. So the first one is in Ketushin. Okay, we can skip that, the first two. Let's take a look in Gerushin, page 3. Hiddles Gerushin, it's Perek Vav Lachaf Aleph. HaSholeach get biyat shliach, u'bitter la get, haray zechoyze megash bak sheyirtze. Shalei botle mitaris get, amitaris shlichus. So Rambam says, and the Rambam in Gerushin Vav Halachat HaZayin speaks that so the order is reversed. Take a look on page 5. Shliach shenot laget v'kodem shegiel yad isha chazeh bal vom leget shalachim chobotelhu or shekodem vom leisha get shalachim chobotelhu and so on. So the Rambam brings all the cases that the Mishnah brings that there's a concept of bitl of a shliach. So if a person sends a shliach for ketushin, for gerushin, kabbalah, hilacha, in all cases you can mivatel the shliach no matter what. That's l'chur our sugya. In Trumas, let's take a look on page 6. Oymer leshutfoy, oy leben beisoy, oy laavdoy v'shivchosoy, troim, v'holchu litroim, u'bitl shlichuson, koydim sheitroimu. So, let's say a person went and was mevatel a shliach for Truma. Im lo yishina a shliach, trumosay Truma. You can't be mevatel a shliach. His Truma is Truma, and that's, it's tough luck. Vimshina kegoin shomlei troimin atzov metor min adorim hoyol ubitl shlichusoy mikoidem ein a truma. So if you have a combination of bitl shlichus and a shinui, then we say that it becomes bottle. So here the Rambam says you need two items. You need a bitl mitzad the person that's making it mitzad b'shaleach and in the condition that it was b'shinui. Let's take a look on page 9. Ha'oimer shluchay. This is talking about Mekho Memka. Ha'oimer shluchay. Tseyu mechor li karkoi metaltlin oi kneili. If somebody tells a shliach to buy or sell for him, ha'reizem moich v'lokeach v'oise shlichusoi v'chol maisav kayomen. So whatever you did is good. In other words, there's a shliach for Mekho Memka in the fact that he can buy and sell on behalf of the owner, and it works. And then he says, let's take a look on the second page, on page 10, on the last page. Shliach she'oval dibri mishalcha losa klum. If he changes anything that the Meshaleach did for him, anything that the Meshaleach told him to do, it's bottle. V'chein, he says, even if it was a mistake, he didn't do it b'imtoa b'chol shu, he can tain l'takun shkos shadich l'avusi. So we have here three oifanim of bitl shlichus, and it's almost min ha-kotze la-kotze. You have gittin k'tushin, which requires bitl, and shinui is not necessary. Truma, that seems to require both shinui and bitl, and Mekho Memka, which only deals with the inyan of shinui and not bitl at all. It's almost minakotza lakotza, three ifanim of bitl shlichus, each one in a very different way. To be honest, in the case of shluchin and shutfin, there is no case that there's no case that the Gemara brings of a ma'ase bitl on a shliach for Mekho Memka. So it's not a kasha on the Rambam that he left out something like that. It's not something that the Rambam should have brought. You could say all sorts of svaris. What would be the din in a case of bitl shlichus in Mekho Memka? But al kaponim, certainly the pchelek that shinui alone works there. And by get, You have a case where, if let's say you send a shliach to a certain place, if there's a kpeda on the place, not a kpeda, certainly if the person is doing shaloi beratzen habal, then we would say that it wouldn't work. In other words, if it's clear that he means only a certain place, and he's beheaded doing that for the person, said that doesn't work. But the gray middle area where he's mishane, but it's not really such a fakmina, it's not clear. So Kapanim, the first thing is to try to understand how these different, why these different bitule shlichas take on such different ifanim. That's one inyan. The second one, and probably the hardest one, and the one that's really, really hard, that's a kasha, is the Rambam that we saw in Trumas. In Trumas, the Rambam, in Mekro Memka, we don't see that the Rambam says that Bittul doesn't help. He doesn't say anything about it, and you could say it's obvious it helps. You could say the Rambam's not mechuyev to bring something Gemara doesn't bring. Over there, there's no real, it's not a kasha. But Truma is a real problem. Over there, it says mefurish. The Rambam says that Bittul HaShlichus does not help if the shliach was not mishane. Period. That's keneged our Gemara. It's the Gemara here is toilet. The machloek is Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish. The Gemara Kedushin is toilet. The machloek is Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish. And bimela, if you hold, according to the our sugi in Kedushin, if you hold if that bittul works, it works in truma and it works in get. And if you hold it doesn't work in either. So machloek is Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish. So two problems. The Rambam is paskening like Rish Lakish, and Mela, if he'd be consistent, we'd try to figure out why. He's not consistent either. A layer of problem is that this teretz over here, that it's only Dafke with Mishane, is really the Yerushalmi's teretz on Rish Lakish. The Bavli has a teretz that we're talking about with Azamaisa. The Yerushalmi says that if it's Mishane, it works. So it's not a kash on the Rambam because the Rambam decided to pass like Rish Lakish. He holds maybe the Bavli and Yerushalmi not really being chaylik. That it's either you need a maisa or with a shinui it helps also in just bedibur. But eich shloyer the Rambam is kaveya himself to paskin like Rish Lakish in one area in Truma. And in every place else like a Bechnen. So there's a real inconsistency. How is he paskin? Does Bittul help on shlichos or not help on shlichos? It's compounded. Take a look on page 8. The Shita of the Rambam is the Pirush HaMishnayos in Trumas. It says, Bittul, Hainu Shebittul Esaminu Sheminehu. He was mevatel the minui that he was memane the shliach. Ubetnai shoisa shliach soses devoy. The only way that can work is because it's only in case he did not like him. Kegoin shehifish shume mizachakri vutziva laficha maravoi. Avulim loisoses mashitzivohu. But if he didn't, if he followed the letter perfect, what he told him to do, mashaosa osui. Afal bi shebitel, even though he's mevatlit, it doesn't help. It works. Lefi shehaika etzleinu ein adam mevatl shlichusay bedava, because we hold ein adam mevatl shlichus bedava. So the Rambam here is speaking out those words, lechura. He's speaking out that we paskin that there's no such thing as bittul shlichus with dibur. So what about kedushin gittin? It's clear that's what he's passing in halacha. The quote lefi sheike etzleinu ein adam mevatel shlichus bedava, by the way, is a quote from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't speak about being as the mevatel dibur. The Yerushalmi speaks about shlichus being mispatel de dibur. So it's possible that somehow the Rambam held it's a special halacha and shlichus, but it doesn't help us. What about the other shlichus? Very, very difficult to understand where the Rambam is coming from. And it's minei ubeah. Again, if he would pass consistently like Rish Lakish, we'd figure it out maybe why he would pass like Rish Lakish. But to pass like Rish in one place and Rish Lakish in another place is very, very difficult. That's the core issue with the Rambam. There's another kash on the Rambam that I wanted to touch on that we might be able to do something with. The Rambam, page 3. Ashlech get biat shliach. Ubitel haget hareze choyze megarish bekeshe yertze. Shaloibitle mitoyras get ala mitoyras shlichus. So if somebody is mevatel a get, lefikach, im hoya get biat abal ubitloi, kein shoma getze bottlehu, einem garish beloilam. But if the Baal's megarish it, einem garish beloilam, vare kecheres anishbar, vim girish boy einem megureshes. Vechein, Impirish be eshe bitle vuyada shliach vom getche shalachti harehu bottom liyos get in a megarish by loyla. So the Rambam paskins quite clearly, it's beforeish, that you could have a bitle haget as well as bitle shlichus. It really depends the lashon that you're using. So the Ran asks, more or less, that the lashonis, if we had to pick what the lashonis in the Gemara meant, if a person says gets a bottle who, the whole sugya talks about a bit like get. So why would you say it means shlichus and not the get itself? I mean, the words are pretty clear. He's saying that this get is bottle. You could say svaris that maybe why would he want to be mevatel the get itself? He can mevatel the shlichus to stop the gerishin, and some other time he'll maybe be able to use it. But if you're talking about the lashonis, very very hard to understand. And bechlal, it's interesting. We're talking always about bit la get, and the Rambam says sholech get piat shliach ubitel haget. We're calling it bit la get. He's using the words getze bottle who and so on, and yet the default setting is shlichus, which of course has nothing to do with the get. And if he's akshazachan and he says bedafke, then you have that problem. Those are the nekudas I'd like to try to touch on. Some of it I think we'll be able to get more of a handle. Some of it a little bit less. Let's go back to the Rambam Trumas, because that's the Ikka. And let's try to understand a little bit about the effect of the Shlichus. There's a parasha of Shlichus. And the parasha of Shlichus Menatayra is the Shulchan Kemoisei. If a person makes a Shliach, it's like him. And it extends all the way through Mekha Memka also. The question now is really, what is the shlichus? What is the shlichus chal on? And the shlichus is obviously chal on whatever it is that's relevant. If I ask somebody to pass a bottle of Coke on the table, he's not a shliach. There's no dinim associated with it. He's just doing a maisa. He's just passing by. It's only when there's some sort of inyan, when there's some sort of when there's some sort of chalois, something when something has to happen legally, then shlichus is chal, and the shlichus is chal on the segment of whatever it is that I need the person for. So let's take a look and let's try to understand something about Truma. Truma requires the Bailim, but not really. In other words, it could very well have been imagined that somebody else can mice and take Truma for my stuff. Why not? Somebody can make a bris milah on somebody else's child, not advised. It costs you ten zehuvim and a lot of hard feelings. But if you did it, you did it. A person could have we could have said that trumas a maestris. Anyone who takes it. The Torah made a gedda that it's biyara bailim. When the Bailim gives over to the Shliach the right or the ability to do it, then it can be done. It's similar. It's sort of in a way like a mamonis. am giving you over the ability to do it. I have the ability to do it. So just like Mammonis, I can give over to somebody else. I can give you over the right and the power to be Mafrish, Shumas, and Maisris. If that's true, so now, once I did it, it's done with. It's I gave you the schus to do it, and you have the right and ability to do it. The minu shlichus is over with. The shliach is, it has what he needs with the minu itself, and that's it. So to be mevatlit, what I need to do is to break the original minui with my dibur now. I was memana you and I gave you, I made you a shliach, and now with the dibur, I need to break that. That doesn't work. And again, it's a shlakish. Why each other shlakish? But al kapanim, the dibur can't be mevatel that which happened because it's over with. It's done with. Why, if I'm mishana, does it work? So let's take a look at the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rambam in page 7. Hatoyim shalibishus. Somebody walks in and he does truma shalibishus. Somebody's a mitzvah person and he goes around to other people's fields and he takes truma some ices from them. So let's say the balabais comes and he says there are nicer ones to take those. So if the balabais is genuine, in other words, there really are nicer ones, then it's good. You see that he was masking. And let's say there was nothing nicer. So that means that the balabais was being cynical. And he was saying, it's very nice of you, you're a big tzaddik, you're walking in, taking the nicest fruit and give it to the kohanim. He's protesting. He's telling him, you couldn't find anything nicer to take? I mean, leave me something. So the Rambam says that you can, if you agree to what a person did, then the rishus is then the truma is berishus and it works. So let's say a person is mishane and he's mafrish and darim instead of itzaf and tzaf instead of darim, whatever it is. So if the balabayas is not maskim, then you don't have the haskam of the balabayas. But if the balabayas is maskim, it's not worse than perikavi. So in truma, you give the person all you need is an esinas rishus. Let's think a minute. Let's think through something a second. When a guy went in and was teirim shaloi b'rishus and he took stuff, was he acting on my behalf then? For sure not. Is the truma chalonat? It depends if I let it go or not. But you can't say that while he's taking Afrosh's truma, he's acting as my shliach. I never saw him as a shliach, and it's not schia. So all I can say is the other person can be mafish truma, but for it to go into effect, it needs haskamas habaylim, rishus habaylim. So if the person, that's why if he came afterwards and he says okay, then it works. So truma itself is unique, and we'll see why in a second. Truma itself, everything has been taken care of the minute I was mana shliach, because the minui of the shlichus, for many reasons. First of all, it doesn't require me in the picture anymore. Once I give him the right to do it, it's his, and he can run with it. It doesn't have to be me taking truma some maestros. Secondly, you see that the rishus for Trumas Maisis is an ikuv ba'alma. Making a person a shliach, in a certain sense, is not more than giving rishus. So, the Rambam doesn't speak about if I tell the person mefurish, I don't want it, that I take away the rishus. But so that's when I tell him, do you have the Torah that it's not a shliach anymore, and so on. Like Taisus Mistava, that that would be the din, doesn't say. But as a bittel shlichus, that can't work over there. The only thing that can work is once there's a shinui, so the original haskama is not valid. I need a new haskama now, like in Perikah V, where it was Torah. So now it depends, yes or no. That's Trumas. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam Pirush Mishnah says you cannot be mevatel a shliach with dibur. What he means is the original minui shlichus, that this person, having made a person a shliach, dibur cannot break it. Why not? Again, I don't have a pshat how he's working with Shalosh Vezechem. But pshat, and what the Rambam does hold is that when you made a minui shlichus and that's over with, you can't be oikel mafer the minui shlichus. Let's go to Gittin and Kedushin. Gittin and Kedushin is very different. Let's take Menachal. The first thing is, if the Torah would not have given a parsha of shlichus, in Truma, the Torah gives a parsha of bailus, atem, gam atem. You know, the Torah specified, you're the ones that take truma. And unlike, like we said before, like a bris milah, if we could look for an exaggerated case, I could have thought truma semaitza. Somebody, anybody comes, it's tevel, there's mom and koyin here, a good tayid comes along, he maises it for you, gives it to the koyin, and you get it, and that's it. In Gittin and Kedushin, everybody understands it's the other way around. There's no havamina. Somebody could be mekadish or megarish other than me. The Torah is marba a shliach that a shliach also works, but that doesn't remove the lumdis of what Gittin and Kedushin is vis-a-vis truma. In Gittin and Kedushin, I am sending the person, and the person is going now as the mekadish for me. It's not the pshat I gave over the power of Kedushin and Gerushin when I made him a shliach and I added a picture. You can't be added a picture because it's your kitten, it's your Kedushin. You're the Megarish and the Mekadish. So now the bittul would take effect on a very, very different chelik. The bittul would take effect on now. In Trumas and Maestris, my chelik is over. In Trumas, my chelik is over with the meaning. And that's the Nesinas Rishus, that's the Minui. And once that's done, call it a Maisa if you want. There's no more bitl on that. I can't be Mavatl what happened already, Daimen Mashliach. In Gittin and Kedushin, the bitl is now for the fact that the person is that he's my Mekadish, he's my Megarish. What I'm accomplishing with my bitl is, I'm saying that he's not acting on my behalf now. So the fact that I was mimana him a month ago means nothing. All I need to do is now to do. It would mean there's a big difference, and in terms of how the Rambam might have learned the sugyas, to make it easier to understand how he passed like a Berachon Shlakish, I don't want to get complicated, but I just want to explain something. In the Gemara in Kedushin, besides a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Shlakish, there are two kimtis in the Gemara in what the machlekes is and what in the case of the machlekes. One is a case of shlichus, one is not a case of shlichus. The first case is a case of personal haskama and being mevatlet and so on. The second case is a case of shlichus. And depending in each has a machlokes Rabbi Yechon Shlakish. We ought to pass like the second one. That's the norm. And the second one, the machlokes, is in shlichus, and you have the machlokes Rabbi Yechon Shlakish. In the first one, where you have machlokes Rabbi Yechon Shlakish in your own in your own haskama for kedushin, if you can rescind it or not, there. It's very possible one could make a case that maybe Rabbi Yochanan is moida or to Rish Lakish, that in a shliach you couldn't. There's room to talk about it. It's not at all. It's not pasha. There's a whole bunch of things that it might depend on. It knows the machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the first case. Does that preclude a shaila about shlichus or not? So therefore, since we're not talking about shlichus, the Gemara of Truma would be different. I don't know. There's room. At the end of the day, there's still a problem because we're still passing like Rish Lakish or like the first lashon of Gemara. Agaponim, I just wanted to explain that this nekuda that shlichus is different would really vary between the first Ibrahim and the second Ibrahim. To understand what is the two sheets, what's the machlekes there? But let's go. I don't want to go off track with this. So, we have like the following. We have the two types of shluchim, or maybe one type of shliach. But nafkimina is what do I need the shliach for? We have a type of shlichus like gittin kedushin that I need him continuously, and I have a type of shlichus like. A type of shlichus, sort of like truma, where once as a man him, that's enough and that's it. What about mechamemka? So mechamemka is interesting, and again, I don't know what the din will be because the Rambam doesn't say if bittel works. There's no gemara on that, so the Rambam's hashmata doesn't mean anything. But the Rambam's flow is clearly that it all depends on whether a person is bemalashlichus or not. The Rambam does say that the mashmos in Rambam is that it's only if I pull the plug. The Rambam says shliach she'aval divrei shalcho li'osa klum. You also have. He can mefurish lefikach. If you go down, skim down on three. Lefikach im hisnolav shasor shliach bein letakim bein laavis. Afilu machal eshav meya bedina. Oylokach shav bedina bemeya en yochal lachzeboy. V'chayev amishaleach litanoy kefiat tnai. So, I was thinking again. I'm not sure, but it's very well possible that by mekachu memkar, it's really. Very different than both of those cases. And let's understand why. In Gittin and Kedushin, before the Mecha Memka starts, before anything starts, I have a certain ability to be Megarish, to be Mekadish. Those are dinim on the person, the Baal. The Baal is a Megarish, 100%. The Shliach has a Schus to be Mekabel. Not Schus, but she's the Mekabel I get, and so on. In Truma, as a Baal, I have the right to take truma and to and it's biyadi to do it. Mekha memkar, it could be is very different. Mekha memkar, nothing happens really until the mekha memkar itself. The shlichus there really takes effect at the mekha memkar. I don't know if an outside bittel is even shayach. And understand, it's a machmas, you know, I guess, chumras, so you have a kula. When I sent somebody to be mafish truma, I entrusted him with something. I gave him a certain power. It's shayach bittel. The Rambam says, it's not shayach bittel because it's over with and I can't be mavatel because also dibba mavatel. But it's possible in thought. In Kedushin and Geirushin, there's also something there that I gave over, Bishas Maisa, that the Bittel is Chal on that. In Mekhu Memker, it's possible, I'm conjecturing, that Be'etzim, you don't have anything. You don't have a power now. When you meet him and you make a kinyan on my behalf, that's when it starts. Because you're doing it Be'eshusi, and Bertsaini, that's when it happens. And that's why a shini automatically cancels it, because then you're not doing it. Then you're not doing it kefi what I told you. By truma semaisis, I could do it without your say so. In truma semaisis, I could take truma and wait for your approval. In Mekha Memka, the whole mitzias of why it's your mechira or your kinyan is because it's Bertzaincha. I'm not giving you any power. I'm not giving you anything because I don't have anything. I can't give you the power to buy or to sell until you don't have a kinyan or a mecha. And it's different than getting kedushin. I don't know. It's possible. Again, I don't have enough. There's not enough halachas about it in the Kenyan over here to be able to determine. Is there a musig of bitl or not? But there's room to think, once we understand that the bitl has to be chal on something, it's not just, well, I told you go buy the field for me, now I told you not. If I told you directly is one thing. But to be mevatel something, I need to be mevatel something that's there, that there's a certain chalois, that there's a power there. I want to go back to the last point about the loshen, the Ran's kasha, about the loshen bitl, and so on. And I'd like to... To be mamik a little bit on an akuda on what we're saying here. We said before that gittin and kedushin are they're my pu'ula from the beginning till the end, as opposed to trumas and maestris, as as opposed to kinyan, which is my pu'ula only when it's done. There's no beginning and end. It's not. It doesn't start when the kinyan doesn't start when I send the shliach to go buy something for me. The kinyan starts when he buys it. And Shumas and Maisis, the meaning ends when I'm a man of him. I'd like to be misamic a little bit in Git and Kedusha and understand something. By Get, and I saw somebody say something like this, Revangel showed me somebody who says something like this, but it says it a lot more radically. Not so vite. Eine isha misgareshes al biksav sheyagiela. A woman is misgarish with a ksav that reaches her. The Torah says, you know, because of Zevikrisus, Venosim Biyoda, and so on. The Torah, it tells us that the Pa'ula's Geirishin is writing a sefer and giving it to her in her hand. It's one continuous Maisa. So when a person is mevatel, he's really mevatel the Geirishin. He can be mevatel different aspects of it. The Lashon of the Rambam is, he was mevatel mitora shlichus, and not mitora Geirishin. In other words, bitl aget works. It's all, when I say gets a bottle, I'm not, it's like we said before, the classic bitl shlichus, where I'm being mevatel the minui of the shlichus, be the mafreya, that the Rambam holds does not work. And that's why by Tshuma, where that's the only thing I can do, that doesn't work. An akira or a bitl of the maisa minui doesn't work. What does work is that the gittin is happening now. So I'm stepping in and I'm saying that I'm putting a stop to what's happening now. There are two levels of the geirishin. There's, I could interrupt this particular nesina and do it a different oifen. That's where I'm mevatel the get, only in the shlichus shaboy, in the giving it now. So when I stop it, I can start it again. Or I can be mevatel my segerishin now. To start later, and again, I saw someone says it's very extreme. He compares it to ktsitsa and so on. I can't. Once the Torah gave us, it's one long maisa. There's a vakasa v'nosam. That's the pu'ula. It's the ksav sheyagielo. It's not sheyitin lo get. It's a ksav sheyagielo. There's something written which comes to her. It's one long pu'ula. When I interrupt it in the middle, then the second time I give it, if I interrupt it, the get itself, the geirishin till the get, then it's no longer a ksav that I gave to her. That would be the chiluk between. So betzim, it's always a bitl haget. The language is right, the idea is right, because I'm not being mevatel the shlichus shebeshliach. I'm mevatel the shlichus in the get. The get's now, where's the get holding in transit? I want to cut the transit part of it. I'm not cutting the safer part out, I'm cutting the transit part out. Or if it's clear that I want, it's clear that I want the get, I'll cut through the get. But I can't be medayik the lush anymore. The Ran's problem was, well, he's saying the get's a bottle. I mean, the answer is it's always a bitl on the geirishin. The question is, how far deep? So if he doesn't say anything, we assume it's, we take the kal shaboy, we say it's the shlichus. And the Rambam's lashon is not mevatel shliach, he's not mitoyra shlichus, or he's mevatel not only the sinner but the etzim, he's interrupting the entire process of the gerish. So let's recap. Al kaponim, we're trying to understand the Rambam shita. The Rambam that says the Mefurish part of Rambam is, he says there's those things bittel shlichus, says the Pirush Mishnayos, and he says it in Halacha. Bittel shlichus by Truma works only with Shinui, but on its own it doesn't work. It's Hefech Tantai Sugya, and the Rambam, the part that we stalled to answer was the Rambam is inconsistent himself. Rambam says bittel shlichus works by Get, by Kedushin. How could that work? So we wanted to be oimed on what exactly when you're being mevatel a shliach, and both of them are totally nasi bittel mevatel dibur, nasi dibur mevatel dibur. It's just a question of what are we referring to. In a shlichus, you have two stages. You have when you create the shlichus, and the ongoing shlichus. In Truma, the only part that you have shaychus to, mikoyach what Truma is the meaning of the shliach, the creation of the shliach. And if Dibur was to be mevatlet, if bittel ashlichus would work, it would have to be mesyaches back to the maisa minui and be mevatlet. On that, the Rambam holds it doesn't work. There's no such thing. You cannot be mevatlet. Is it because it's retroactive? Is it because the dibur is already done the chalois and there's nothing left? It's just like you can't be mevatel once the shliach gave a get, you can't be mevatel a get afterwards. I don't know. Ram doesn't say. But Akapanim, what he does, what's clear is you need to have the bittul on a done deal, on the maisa minu, because after that, when he's being mafresh truma, he's not being mafresh at b'shimcha. He's being mafresh at b'shuscha. And the raya we brought was very strong, that even if he didn't ask any questions, and he did it, the guy is masking it, it works. In Gittin and in Kedushin, you need, the whole pa'ula has to be a pool of the Bailam, not a pool of anybody else. The shlichus, therefore, has to be mesiachus from the minui till the gemar. The entire pa'ula of it has to be mesiachus with it. And therefore, when the bittul works, it works not by canceling the original minui, it works by stopping the shlichus now. It's no longer b'shlichusi. And that will also be told in osi dibur vat dibur. Since you're a shliach, because you have a koyach my dibur, can my dibur stop it or not? Just like a kli, that I made a kli, mikoyach my dibur, and it's now a kli, it's now a tablecloth, mikoyach my dibur, can I stop it or not? It's the same idea. It could also be dependent on osi vat dibur. But there's what to be chal on. It's not a done deal yet, and it's here now, and I'm stopping it from continuing. Mekha Memka, we didn't know clearly what the din would be. We said as far possibly that bittul wouldn't work, and as far is because you don't even have anything yet. In bittul, in Mekha Memka, it's mamash the other extreme. The shlichus is really chal when you make the ma'isa kinyan. It's not chal before. Then we added another svara, and to if that's right, our havana that geirishin and kedushin work because it's continuously being done by me. So when a person is being mevatled, so it's not the pshat is what he's being mevatled is the geirishin. The question is how far in the geirishin is being mevatel. But it's a bit like get in a big sense because it's one long process. So it's possible the same lashon we say is mevatel the get the shlichus. That's the first layer in the because of nasan. It's part of the nesina. Or it could be mevatel the get itself if I have a raya for that. But the word is it's not significantly different. The way we without understanding it the way we're understanding it, it's two worlds. The shlichus is shlichus. The get's a get. If I have to choose get's a bottle, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the get. The answer is no. The shlichus is never, I can't be mevatel the original shlichus. So mevatel is the ongoing pa'ula of asiyas haget that's happening now. And one layer of that is the shlichus sheboy, the street that it's traveling to get to the isha. A deeper layer would be the etzem get itself. But the reason why it works, both of them, is because there's an ongoing pa'ula of gerushin right now. Okay, that's what it is.